One of the West Indians who worked there started a conversation with me. He wanted to know where I was from, and I told him I was from home. And that answer didn't satisfy me. And I didn't understand what he meant. I was born in Harlem. I was born in Harlem Hospital, I said. I was born in New York. None of these answers satisfied him. He said, where was your mother born? And I said, she was born in Maryland. And I could see, though I didn't understand it, that he was going more and more disgusted with me. He was showing me more and more impatient. Where was your father? My father was born in New Orleans. Yes, he said, the man, where were you born? And then I began to get it. No, I said, well, I said, my mother was born in Maryland, my father was born in New Orleans, I was born in New York. He said, but before that, where were you born? And I had to say, I don't know. And I could see that he did not believe me. But I tried to explain, you know, there's no way for me. He said, don't you care enough to find out? And I tried to explain that if I were originally from Dakar, from wherever I was in Africa, I couldn't find out where it was because my entry into America is a bill of sale. And that stops, that stops you from going any further. At some point in our history, I became Baldwin. That's how I got my name. Now, that really cannot be considered, my fault. It can't be considered the fault of the cat in the British Museum either, that he doesn't know that I can't find that out.